Unit 4. Shopping. Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Given in your paper. Example. You will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?
You will read, A. I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. Now the test will begin.
1. Would you like to try a cup of tea? Would you like to try a cup of tea?
Two. The salad tastes nice, doesn't it? The salad tastes nice, doesn't it?
Three. How about a steamed fish, sir? It is our chef's recommendation. How about a steamed fish, sir? It is our chef's recommendation.
Four. Are you the one who wanted the pizza? The lady upstairs said she did not order it. Are you the one who wanted the pizza? The lady upstairs said she did not order it.
Five. How about some banana nut bread? How about some banana nut bread? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper.
6. Can I help you?
Well, I'm looking for a pair of brown shoes to wear with this dress.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? Can I help you?
Well, I'm looking for a pair of brown shoes to wear with this dress.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Seven. I am after a size 40 wool t-shirt in red.
The best I can do is a 38.
Question. What does the man mean? I am after a size 40 wool t-shirt in red.
The best I can do is a 38.
Question. What does the man mean?
Eight. What do you want me to get at the greengrocer's?
Let me see. 3 pounds of potatoes, spring onions, a pound of bananas, and...
Hang on. I'm trying to write this down.
Question. What is the man trying to write down?
What do you want me to get at the greengrocer's?
Let me see. 3 pounds of potatoes, spring onions, a pound of bananas, and...
Hang on. I'm trying to write this down.
Question. What is the man trying to write down? Nine. What can I do for you?
I want to return this tape recorder.
Question. What is the most probable job of the woman? What can I do for you?
I want to return this tape recorder.
Question. What is the most probable job of the woman? Ten. How much are these mushrooms? I want half a pound of them.
That's 86p a pound.
Question. How much will the woman pay for the mushrooms? How much are these mushrooms? I want half a pound of them.
That's 86p a pound.
Question. How much will the woman pay for the mushrooms?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases in the corresponding space in order of the numbered blanks, according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin.
First reading.
An elderly woman yesterday made a legal claim against a department store because it had wrongly accused her of stealing a Christmas card for wrongful arrest. Mrs. White, 72 years old, is claiming $3,000 for damages from the store for wrongful arrest. Mrs. White visited the store while doing Christmas shopping, but did not buy anything. She was followed through the town by a store manager. He has been told that a customer saw her take a card and put it in her shopping bag. He stopped her at a bookstore. She was taken back to the store and shut in a small room in full view of shoppers for 20 minutes until the police arrived. At the police station, she was body searched and nothing was found.
Second reading.
An elderly woman yesterday made a legal claim against a department store because it had wrongly accused her of stealing a Christmas card for wrongful arrest. Mrs. White, 72 years old. Is claiming $3,000 for damages from the store for wrongful arrest. Mrs. White visited the store while doing Christmas shopping, but did not buy anything. She was followed through the town by a store manager. He has been told that a customer saw her take a card and put it in her shopping bag. He stopped her at a bookstore. She was taken back to the store and shut in a small room in full view of shoppers for 20 minutes until the police arrived. At the police station, she was body searched and nothing was found.
Final reading.
An elderly woman yesterday made a legal claim against a department store because it had wrongly accused her of stealing a Christmas card for wrongful arrest. Mrs. White, 72 years old, is claiming $3,000 for damages from the store for wrongful arrest. Mrs. White visited the store while doing Christmas shopping, but did not buy anything. She was followed through the town by a store manager. He has been told that a customer saw her take a card and put it in her shopping bag. He stopped her at a bookstore. She was taken back to the store and shut in a small room in full view of shoppers for 20 minutes until the police arrived. At the police station, she was body searched and nothing was found.